Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Beyonce's show at FedEx was delayed. One more note on Bey. Her Renaissance Tour rider reportedly demands that new toilet seats always be included in her backstage quarters. In this particular case, her hind quarters.
And you know, Mike, in Drake's agreement, he gets all the old ones.
What I always will remember forever is the quality of toilet paper that is sold in that country.
Really?
And because it's like sandpaper.
Stop licking your lips.
Can we please do the show and not focus on my lips?
Okay, you can ban out.
Get a salve on there or something.
You can go back to the regular show.
I need some salve.
Or aloe.
Do you have any chapstick or something?
I have some of the best.
What's it, Carmex?
Carmex, yeah.
Carmex?
Carmex is for your lips. Carmex is if you want to get ripped off.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
I'm such a rube that I will occasionally want information on financial issues like interest rates, consolidation, HELOCs, they're called, home equity loans.
Yes.
I don't want to tell our listening audience not to do that, not to investigate, but just know this, that in the event that you do reach out to somebody and inquire, they really aren't going to part with any significant information unless you give them your information.
Right.
And once you do, game, set, match.
Oh.
You can take the time to blow everybody up and tell them to F off and not have anything to do with you, or you can just delete. And it brings me to the significant point that I have now. I truly am developing a pure hatred with my phone. My wife, it's attached to her. She loves it. She would not be without it. She would be lost without it. For me, this thing has become more of an albatross than anything. I think someday, if I'm ever truly blessed enough to just say goodbye to all of my day-to-day responsibilities,
yes,
I may seriously totally get rid of it and not have anything to do with it. And it's not phone calls nearly as much as the combination of phone calls and text messages. Now, it also applies to the job that we do together. In a land far away, long, long ago, certain tasks were not being accomplished. And therefore, Oscar implemented a protocol where everything has to be reported. Would that be, am I getting that right, Oscar? Would it be
certified that things have been done?
I need you guys to be a little higher in volume.
So it's just a checks and balances. So everything we do, once it's done, the show's posted, audio's been checked, needs to be checked in. So everybody sees that it's been checked and it's posted. Shows up on YouTube, done, checked, all the socials are ready to go, it needs to be checked in, so everybody keeps everybody accountable.
Right.
And I'm a bad business person. I shouldn't be complaining. God knows I shouldn't be complaining. I hate it. I hate it, hate it, hate it, hate it, hate it. It's always at a very inopportune time. And it's just annoying, because it's like, meh, meh. I find this thing, I never feel like this to me, this device that we all love so much, is the always on device.
Everyone loves it.
Okay.
I mean, don't you miss a little bit of not being contactable?
Yeah.
There was a day.
Yeah, 1,000%.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we also...
And I lived in that generation. I mean, I'm from that era.
Do you miss looking stuff up in an encyclopedia for answers? Like, there's a give and take here.
Love that. That you couldn't.
That's true.
Having a discussion with anybody at any time about anything, having an automobile where you press a button and you say, what year was Daniel Jones born?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And she comes back and goes, Daniel Jones was born.
Correct.
And,
yeah.
And that, you can't argue. That
it's
to me,
magical.
That's me on my time. But the and I think
but
that...
But doesn't that make it our time?
Yeah, Mr. Hand.
It just, oh, God.
Stop being a rube.
Yeah.
That's a give and take. Look, this is for anybody out there that is... And Mike, look, are you annoyed by those texts? I think you're overreacting here. You'd rather know than not know. So communication is key.
I would rather know... I can rephrase it this way.
Okay.
I have total respect for the process. The process had to be done. I feel resentful of why the process had to be done. So from that point, I seem to, when we get those little reminders, you know, and this might sound really bad to people that work on our show, but it reminds me of like in a world where everything was done the way it was supposed to do, that would not have to happen because that would be assumed to be done. But in our world, it's done as kind of a backup plan. Would that be accurate? I mean, just be with full disclosure.
Yeah, it's look.
I'm sure nobody likes getting them or sending them.
Oh no, guys, I like getting them, and I like that they're sent. And I in fairness to the team here, if you reframe the way you look at Mike, this actual process is stronger than the process we've had in the past.
Yes.
So it actually is more effective because
yeah, it is, and I think that
because it doesn't allow anybody to forget certain aspects of the what I like to call putting the bow on the end of the day's work.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes, that's amen. Valid.
So we actually use this process on other shows.
Okay. All right, good. All right, then you've just poured a little anti-resentment sauce on
a
my
serum,
resentment.
A serum.
More of a syrup.
So it's a best practice, yeah. And I'll tell you for example,
it's the best costume
on for some of the ESPN shows when we use this type of process.
Yes.
Or even for the Lincoln Project.
So it's basically so like and what you're talking about and just so the audience
Correct.
Knows what we're talking about. We're talking about this show is not just all of us coming in and recording a podcast. There are different platforms where this show has to be formatted and put on
and posted
to get
tested and make sure that we're alive and it's playing
100%
well. Yes.
To get out to the world. If you're not doing that, you're not playing in the real
control.
Big leagues.
Correct.
You're not
Correct.
Doing it.
Correct.
So you have to do it. It has to be done. And it has to be verified that it's done.
Correct. It has to be verified that it's done. And then the stakeholders, the hosts of the shows, whether it be the Lincoln Project, ESPN, the White House, all of them, because there's multiple people in different offices.
Mm-hmm.
There's some people that do different, play different roles on different teams. They all get notified, not by text, traditionally by Slack or by text, depending on the preference of the client.
Okay. All right. I get it.
It's part of the process.
Mm-hmm. That's part of the process. And yes. I think when the frustration for me may have been when I will now refer to it as the mystery illness. Was floating between 99.2 and 101.4.
Oh, your infection, yes.
And by the way, I am, to the best of my second full day of not even taking Tylenol for fever reduction, so I believe that the antibiotic that I was put on last week by Dr. We Don't Have Anything is working.
Oral,
and I think
not
that
rectal,
particular,
right?
Not rectal antibiotics.
Just for the clarification.
No, but it worked. And look, that's it. So I can bitch all I want about this doctor, but when you give me, when you didn't follow up, but you called in a prescription, that's just as good as following up. I took it. I'm better. I got like three more to take and I'm done.
Wouldn't it be ideal though if he prescribed and followed up?
Yes. That would be a perfect world.
A
perfect world. Maybe it's kind of like what we're talking about right here. You know, communication, it's the key.
Mm-hmm.
It's the key to everything. But I will now refer to this as the mystery illness. An illness because, I mean, do you think, if you have the flu, don't you at least have a little sniffle, cough, at least, if you have that?
No, I think influenza has to do more with your gut. A cold.
Like sick tummies?
Sick tummies or intestinal distress.
A stomach flu?
Yeah, that would be a stomach flu.
I thought you had some peanuts and you went sideways.
I had absolutely nothing of that. What I had was a feeling that you've heard people talk about.
Were you hooked on a feeling?
I was hooked on a feeling.
DJ Thomas, very nice.
I'm high on believing.
Could be also Blue Sweet.
For about a day and a half, I felt non-functional. The day I got it, I called you, Rob, I was in bed and I couldn't get up to turn a light off.
Yeah.
That's how bad I felt with that. And then it's gone less than a week later, and I still don't know what it was. And that's a little frustrating for me. I will refer to it as the mystery illness. And to call it the flu, I suppose, that they said to me that once I tested negative for COVID, they didn't need to give me a flu test because if I was negative for COVID and I had that fever, it was probably the flu.
Mike, I misspoke. Let me read what it says about influenza. The flu.
Is that the flu?
Yes. The flu, short for influenza. Flu.
Oh, okay. Got it.
The flu attacks the lungs, nose, and throat. Young children, older adults, pregnant women, and people with chronic diseases or weak immune systems are at high risk. It can be deadly.
So
yeah, I think medical advice.
Attacks the nose. I didn't have that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but it doesn't, I think you, what do you, can't you just move on and hope it doesn't happen again?
Well, no, I'd he wants to know what he
don't,
had.
Would you like to know? I mean, like what it really was?
God.
As soon as
if it's not a social disease, I can move on. Like that's
it's not that.
You know what I mean?
Unless you can get it from a pool.
You can. Yeah.
I heard you can get it from a toilet seat.
No, just
Carla, I was at the club. There's some dirty dudes there. You know they're dirty dudes.
Others.
The hell would it
they're,
be?
They're always cheating on their wives.
I believe I'm not a pool person. I don't trust pools, even my own pool.
Do you
drink
the water?
It.
Like, what? How do you test
no,
it?
No, I just don't.
His teeth have never been whiter.
I feel like when you get in a pool, you are playing with fire.
Yeah.
I really feel like you're going to get out of that pool and you're going to have some. I don't care.
As a former lifeguard,
chlorine.
Yes, let him speak his words.
As a former lifeguard, many a summer, I remember when I first went through training, somebody asked, What happens if someone has AIDS? Can they swim? And this is I'm not that old. Where
somebody asked that question.
No, during our lifeguard class.
Wow.
Was the person really thin that asked that question?
Stop it.
No,
sorry.
It was just some kid that was 15 trying to figure out, you know, I don't know if he was being a smart ass, but I remember it stopped me
back
in my tracks.
It was on our minds.
It wasn't that, like, at that point, I'm pretty sure magic was cured. Like, it wasn't.
I forget that, you're younger than me.
Yeah, top of mind. Yeah. Ryan White wasn't on television.
Yeah.
Magic's still alive and thriving.
Yeah, I've been watching Game
and
Time on HBO.
The owner of your Washington Commander.
So.
Oh, he's one of the owners?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Good. Okay.
Chlorine kills everything.
It does.
Everything.
Okay.
But what if
all
your
right.
cocktail is off?
No, I mean, that's. You can
oh, you
get,
mean the mixture of the chlorine, the balance,
even
the pH
even at
and
the
that.
Lower levels, it's killing almost everything. Your bathtub probably has more microbes and viruses just sitting around there as you're waiting in that water.
Don't get me started on my bathroom. My bathroom's got some weird, weird griblies going on. And Carla, you know, who goes to her little networking meeting where you got to use the people that are in her network group.
Yeah.
Brings a guy out and the guy was just like, oh, don't ever use a plunger. I said, what do you do with the toilets backed up? Oh, you get and he's all like, you know, when somebody comes to your house and they're Dr. Know-It-All, right? There's nothing they don't know.
Yes.
And you are instantaneously the idiot.
Yeah.
And
I don't care about your plunger rules, dude. Stop staring at my wife.
Yeah.
Listen. Get out of my home.
I'm on
now.
A low fiber regimen and that plunger I need.
I have a small bathroom. One of the selling points of this home was that we have a bedroom that has a full-size master bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
And then it has what I would describe as the back bathroom that would be, I think, really, even though it does have a shower, it is kind of the forgotten bathroom.
Almost
it's small.
Almost like a powder room?
It's not a powder room. It's just a small, it's got a closet attached to it.
A half
and it's
bath?
Narrow and it's small. And so
is it a full-size shower or a stand-up shower?
It's a stand-up shower.
Huh? Okay. So
I think we've seen it. No?
No, I didn't need to go into it. No, you wouldn't let me breach the perimeter of that part of the house.
That part of the house you weren't allowed to be in?
That's right.
Probably. You
it
know,
was kind of like Elvis's bedroom.
You have to have some privacy. That's
I understand.
The way I look
that was
at
in
it.
Your bedroom. I did not see
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it was pretty no. so, had proximity to the pool.
Didn't see
but,
it. Yeah.
But the selling point, the reason really that this house became ours is because Mrs. O'Mara loved the idea of having two bathrooms where she didn't have to worry about me. And of course, she took the big one. And I was fine with that.
Did you flip a coin or anything? Or
no,
she just
she wanted the big one. She can have it. I don't care.
All right.
But what I deal with now is that when I had just the other day, and it's probably one of the grossest things I've ever had to deal with, I had a backup in the commode. This is the same commode that we played the sound effect when I ruptured
the
pipe when I put the clear ear in there.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, the clear ear that is still
cranking?
Original one that I bought and humming along without any issues whatsoever.
It's been doing work.
Should it hum?
The clear ear sits above the commode.
Yes.
And I got a clog. And for the second time, when I plunged it, I hear coming up through the sink drain.
Oh, that's the worst.
How does that happen?
It's all connected.
I've never plunged a toilet that
it's so
violently.
Nasty. It wasn't violent at all. It was I plunged much more violently than I did with it. In fact, this was a one-hander.
Okay.
This was a one-hand plunger.
Do you have like one of those Amazon or QVC plungers that does everything?
I've got the plunger that's not the traditional one with the open-ended.
You got the
rubber
polymer.
Polymer.
That'll get you.
Well, you know that is a proper toilet plunger. The kind that is flat is a sink plunger.
It is.
Okay.
There are two kinds.
That's what I use.
Well, I barely got it done. It's the second time I've succeeded in getting it unclogged. And by the way, I'm not a stuffer. I don't do it anymore with the clear ear. I don't do it.
There's no need.
This is a...
Why wipe? You can wash.
It's a recurring...
They call him the Prince of Rinse.
Thorough. By the way, there is a different water pressure for... pre-flush and post-flush, of course.
As there should be.
Yes.
I said, of course. Of course there is.
Of course
there is.
Well, you're the Prince of Rents.
I turned into Jerry with a lozenge there for a second. Of course there is.
Can you control the pressure that pre and post?
Yeah, there's a dial. There's a pre and post what?
What?
Did he say what I thought
he
said?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, but I didn't mean it that way. I didn't mean it that way.
I'm going to bleep it anyway.
It sounded, just leave it in.
Well, I was
going to
go C and G, or come and go, right?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, you do it pre, and you get the, if I go full open for the entire process, the water pressure changes based on whether I have flushed and it's filling
the
tank up.
Power washing a deck. Like, first you do that first pass to get all the big stuff off, and then
The power washer, the one I have, it's an attachment.
Oh.
So you put an attachment on, and it can really concentrate the stream.
Can you take that attachment and put it on the clear rear?
I cannot.
It might be standard.
They're universal Moens, right?
I don't know. Look, could I use... Perhaps, maybe, I don't think it's a thing where, like, you're getting a tolerance for it and you want more. I'm fine with the intensity.
A tolerance?
I hope they, you know what?
You'd really hurt yourself if it was
you
more
could,
intense than it is.
Well, one time I was using a power washer and a horsefly.
On your ass?
No, on the driveway. Okay. And a horsefly landed on my leg. And just out of, thinking I'm going to get that horsefly off, I squirted it with the power washer and killed my leg. It hurt so bad. So you have to be careful. It's
but
not just as
possible with you. Look at your head now.
Yeah,
I mean,
know.
It's still purple the second day in a row.
I'm using the power
purple.
Washer to get the skin off, the sloughing off. It's
when,
nasty.
Has the peeling begun yet?
No, Mike, but I'll let you know as soon as, and I'll send you a nice big dish of face peel off.
No, I just want to know when the peeling
begins.
If
you look at yesterday's thumbnail for the show.
It looks like it needs color correcting.
I remember thinking that I had to, really, the cover, the thumbnail is essentially Spiewak. Secrets to sunburn or something like that. Sunburn secrets revealed. And I took a picture of Rob. I thought I'd have to manufacture, without even looking at the picture, some level of like really over the top sunburn.
Like a Willy Wonka.
I didn't even have to
do
touch
the colorization.
It. The natural picture did enough justice to what was going on.
Yeah, it's nasty.
It was fun. It was big fun. So the plunger results in this horrible sound. Like the most disgusting sound you'd ever hear. And then
I've heard
gribbles start coming up through the sink, and it's like nasty. It's not the same poo gribbles as you would get out of the commode, but it's gribbles that are in the drain.
It's cloudy water, and it smells. I know the smell. It's bad. It's bad.
And I
bad,
said,
bad.
I want the guy to come out. He said, I don't have to. It's fine. You're fine now. And he just left. And I think the whole thing ought to be just snaked and you know, and the pipes ought to be clean, just like Chris Elliott says in the movie.
These pipes.
It's Something About Mary. It's time to clean the pipes. Come on, let's get it done.
And
get
he also, you know what? He screamed that in Cabin Boy, too.
Yes, he did.
These pipes are clean.
These pipes are clean. So it's
But when
it's
the plumber
nastiness.
Looked at it, did he ask if you ate corn often?
No, I think, that's gross.
It
oh,
is,
God.
Isn't it, Oscar?
That's so nasty. God, he can't
that's
do anything
gross.
Biological.
Yuck.
This is after thinking about your derriere hanging in the river. That's
yeah.
So
well, he prefers
nasty.
To use a nature's clear ear.
That's right.
It's just clear ear.
And so. Mike, I wasn't doing that on purpose. I hope you know that.
I know you were trying desperately to get your
my
you
trunks
know, your swim
up.
Trunks
yeah.
on.
Yeah.
But anyway, I just look. I want to. I want to have a house that is fully functioning without any issues, and we've been on a pretty decent roll
right.
since
Don't
we
jinx it.
Got. What's that?
Don't jinx it. This is what jinxes it.
Yeah.
That where I talk about.
Yes.
It, but no. The plumbing in my bathroom is not 100%. When I flush, it is not that wonderful sucking sound you get when you flush a toilet. It's a little labored. It goes down, but it doesn't necessarily go
well, I
you
mean,
know,
it's,
with a great deal of gusto.
It's gravity-driven. The whole thing is gravity-driven.
That's so. What I'm told.
Have
yes.
you thought of investing in a commercial-grade
like on an
commode?
Like on an airplane?
Well, when I was in the restaurant business, one of the very first things I did was I put those gas packs in the tank.
Yeah.
You know, you ever go into a restaurant or you go into a public building where you flush and it's...
Yes,
yes like, of course. Yeah.
I did Satisfying. Those right away because I went to a dive restaurant way down on the Potomac River somewhere on a poker run, and this nasty-ass dive place had this super flushing toilet that was spectacular. I literally lifted up the tank and I said, I want one of those. And there was this...
you said, I'm getting into the restaurant business.
No, I was already in the restaurant
business. Oh, okay,
business.
Okay.
And I looked at it and I immediately said, that's going to be... There's a name for it. I could have told you back in 2004, I would have told you, or five, I would have told you exactly what it was. But I can't remember it right now. But it causes the toilet to flush with vigor, and it's a
compressed air, probably, right?
It's an air driven product that ties into the plumbing.
It's like Nas for your toilet.
Yeah,
would you like to know another little restaurant fact about
sure
toilets, especially if you have a nightclub atmosphere?
Yes.
When my Saturdays and Friday nights were. You know, would start late, and we would not only have a restaurant business, but
it.
We would have a
FlushMate, yes. Power Flush Pressure Assistant Toilet Systems.
That's it.
Goes into the tank.
No need for that in this house.
Oh, my God.
How much does it cost?
Legit. Let me look.
Mike, as you know, Carla's birthday's coming up.
I'm going to say about $700 or $800. At least
I'm gonna
it was back
in the
day.
I'll take the under on that. I'll say $580.
By the way, just for those of you at home, don't look this up if you like gadgets, because you would want one of these in your home. In your home.
Power flusher?
A FlushMate.
Yep. How much?
I'm looking right now. There's different options.
That's exactly what they look like. They look like
wow.
a little canister that sits in there.
How is there a compressor that fills it with air?
Do you think it's 2004? You know how much I was drinking back in those days? I have
no
earthly idea.
Mike, I was keeping up with you. So
I had no, but I know it was something that I thought would be valuable with, you know, with 300 people. Using the facility.
A FlushMate, not so bad.
How much?
Anywhere, depending on the degree and power you want, anywhere from $152 to $452.
You win with the under.
Yeah.
You win with the under. And it's probably more of a consumer grade.
This is more consumer. It's not restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
But man, it was.
Depends if you get the 503 or the 503H.
This is the fun fact. This is the other restaurant fun fact for bathrooms.
Oh, the nightclub. Yeah.
And I didn't know.
They should make an Oppenheimer about this, dude. Who invented this?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Pretty quality stuff. Who invented the clear
ear?
Robert Downey Jr. invented that.
Little plastic thing. God, I thought about our review. I think spot on. I think we nailed that Oppenheimer review yesterday. 100%.
We were brave enough to say it. Everyone else is loving it.
Yeah.
The other factoid that I would give you about the restaurant business, and look, I realize that you paint with broad strokes based on your own experiences, and if you think all experiences are like that, then you are stereotyping, and then that is wrong. I am basing this opinion on my own personal experience. All
right.
You would think that at the end of a night in a crowded restaurant bar with a vibrant nightlife, that the men's room would be the trashed room and the ladies' room would be pristine with all the ladies. Quite the contrary.
Really?
Quite the contrary. And there are many women who will back me up on that, where ladies, first of all, they use a lot more of the facilities and there's just more paper and more stuff going on. And it is, there were many, many times where we had a real problem in the ladies' room because at the end of the night when it was cleanup time, it was nasty.
I think it's also sheer volume because women go into the bathroom to gossip and meet and regroup.
So, and do lines of cocaine.
Maybe that I can I don't know that
blow,
for sure.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. But men just go and they take care of their business and get the hell out.
This is weird, Mike, because Paulie Walnuts in The Sopranos said that the ladies' room is always nicer.
I think the ladies' room is always nicer as a facility.
I see.
I am talking about the condition at the end of a night.
I see.
A well-used, well-traveled facility. And you remember where mine were, right? You walked up that hallway towards the display case, and I had a little, I think at one point I had a little machine, a little claw machine there where you could, you know, get some stuffed animals or something like that.
For condoms, wasn't it?
It was not for condoms. Don't paint that picture of mine. Yeah. I'll accept the fact that my place wasn't the most savory place in the world.
It was G-strings and condoms.
That's what it was.
Not.
I used to be on that morning show.
Well, the claw could get it all the time. Let me tell you.
You boys remember this. I was all things to all people.
The only time I was ever in O'Mara's was when I faxed that contract. The first agent contract we ever had from your back room. I remember you had
a
white
fax machine.
Dad was a
nasty office, wasn't it?
I walked back there. I thought I was going to get killed, but you're really sweet.
Yeah.
And it was the middle of an appearance. And you were kind of, say, here's the fax machine. Who are you faxing? I said, Robert Eatman. He's like, he's going to take all your money. I said,
the Eatmans.
Yeah, it's probably. Did nothing for us.
It didn't, no. Mm-hmm. But it was, I put a lot of time and effort. Yeah. And then, by the way, when you think about this, the places that are mom and pops that last, you
got to
watch the pennies.
Well, you got a wife out of it.
I did. Well, but she didn't, I didn't meet her at my
joint.
Yeah,
but that's how you kept her. You snuck her in underage.
That's right.
All those years.
That now you are lying through your teeth.
Oscar,
she invited her girlfriend. She's like, my boyfriend will get you into his bar.
She was 22.
She was 22 and working as a cigarette girl.
Yes, Rob turned it into the 1940s.
With the tray in front of her? Cigars, cigarettes.
The whole tray. But it was, I was all things to all people. And
yes.
That was probably a mistake as well. If I'd had to do it all over again, would have done two things. I say this all the time.
Yeah.
I would have gone into business, not with another person that was successful in an unrelated field. I would have gone into business with somebody who was in the field
also,
of restaurants.
Makes sense.
You didn't, I remember you saying this and it really struck a chord. You can have plenty of business partners, but one of them has to be involved in the day-to-day.
In that operation.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Has to be there.
Not everybody who's a stakeholder can be the absentee owner.
You can't do it that way.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if anything that would have been done would have changed the eventual outcome where we got out of that biz, because it's a difficult biz with a very high attrition rate.
Yep.
But I'll tell you, for about 3 years, it was gangbusters. It was.
I remember
balls
when you were going
to
buy
the
sign
wall.
Of the whale.
Yes.
I walked by there all the time. Like, that could have been O'Mara's too.
I would have been a grease spot if that happened.
I didn't know that, Mike.
And
that's,
you didn't know that I was going to buy sign
no.
of the whale? I was going to buy sign of the whale. We got completely and utterly hosed by an under the table deal with the landlord.
Folks should know sign of the whale is a legendary bar.
You might recall better than I do, but I know that it was it was chugging along and we got in there and it was like a fire sale and we bid on it.
It was a sealed bid.
Yeah, sealed bid.
It was a sealed bid.
Yep.
And I don't know, maybe because these things interest me on how something is sold or acquired in such a manner. I didn't know that.
Right. Likes money. It's what
half
it is.
I want to learn from people's mistakes, but also from their successes.
Well stated.
And this wasn't a mistake or either.
No, but it was an opportunity, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And in business, there are multiple opportunities. Some work out, some don't.
Right.
But this, for me, if Mike, like, so essentially, scale is everything in business. Like, how do you scale up?
Right.
So he had a successful business and restaurant in Manassas. He had the brand. He'd proven the actual concept.
Concept and brand.
So then if Sound of the Whale is at a fire sale because it's bankruptcy or whatever it may be, and there's a sealed bid, that means the sealed bid, everybody puts in by a certain time, and the best bid wins.
And if I remember correctly, there wasn't exactly a stampede that was taking place. Maybe one or two other people.
I remember you said we put a hyper-competitive bid because you wanted the space.
We did.
And somehow, like any other
heritage location.
Yeah, beautiful, any other business right across the street from here.
It would
by
be
the way.
So funny if you had opened it because you'd be able to walk to work from there.
Yeah,
and it just I remember you saying
legendary
that
old bar. Yeah,
after the fact, you found out that it was a hinky sealed bid situation.
It was really, and it was after, if I remember correctly, it was after we had been informed that it was us, and we were very excited about it.
Yeah, yeah. So you had thought you would want it, I remember.
Then closing didn't happen because of some hinky stuff. And am I right to, did they have a fire or something there recently?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They did, and it's reopened.
Yeah. Okay, all right, good.
And I've stepped in, and they haven't fixed it.
It's the same nasty-ass place?
I don't blame them. Downtown until President Biden gets everybody back to work in November.
Yeah, to come down.
Downtown is not a place, at least for a restaurant at this point, that you would reinvest in just yet.
The kids, are the kids popping out in the evening in Washington, D.C.
yes,
still, Oscar?
Absolutely. I'm out here, I can see outside my office all of M Street in this downtown corridor. If you haven't been in for some time, you have all the clubs and you have the bars.
Right.
On Friday night, it's jammed. On Saturday night, it's jammed. And then on Sunday, day drinking, jammed.
And that's it.
That's it.
And then the rest of the week, crickets.
Yeah, most of the places don't even open up yet.
Tumbleweeds.
Wow, that's amazing. That's amazing. They, you can't sustain it if you're doing that.
Well, you can once the federal government comes back.
Right. But I mean, in the long run, I would have, with the recession and the economy.
COVID, you would have just folded up.
I would have been done. Yeah. And I was.
I say, if Mike had gotten that property, COVID wouldn't have happened.
Thanks, Captain Sincere. That's your name, Mr. Sincerity. That's
you would have
what you
stopped
are.
The spread of COVID. Because
if I'd had a second location, you'd be dead. That's it.
I think you both might be dead.
Yeah, we might, but
you know that's true.
But I remember
next to each other.
I remember that little detail about, and I'm thinking, are there any other insights that I can offer about
The liquor license was a big deal. I remember that.
Well, that's because I had a relationship that had been established due to my radio career with the powers that be.
Yeah.
And it was not a positive one.
Yes.
And what I didn't realize these institutions, in the case of, I don't even want to mention their name. I really don't, but I will. ABC, Alcohol Beverage Control.
Yeah.
They have them in a lot of states.
The
in
East
Virginia,
Coast family.
They have that.
Yes.
And they never forget.
Boys to Men.
They don't.
They never forget. And so, it was.
Do you remember, was DC one of the properties that has a limited number of liquor licenses? Okay. So something really has to close for it to be a transfer.
I went to Dixie Liquor right before they sold.
Great location.
The new owners.
Yeah.
And I was like, why are you guys selling? Something happened. They lost. The owners lost the right to have a liquor license.
Yes,
this is years ago.
It's a big deal.
It's huge.
In some places, it's a big deal. In other places, it's not.
Correct.
But in the case of maintaining that, the authority that controls that
is the ABC, right? The
liquor board. Remembered my career with Don when we had worked together, and we had some controversial. Adult entertainment on a stage that resulted in controversy at another joint that we had. Nothing related to owning a restaurant. They still remembered it.
Wow.
They remembered it, and then they put an agent in my joint for, I think, almost a year. Undercover.
Just looking for violations?
Looking for violations, and surprised me.
Your station, right? They knew that you were outlandish and you were known for... Because think about it. You're a target. It's good for them, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think it was,
and they didn't like
but
you.
It was not,
you're from away.
It was, who knows what it was.
Probably doesn't enter
But I do remember sitting down with a very attractive young agent who brought out a binder that was about that thick.
Yeah,
a few inches thick. And included in that binder were violations. And the agent, the way I understood it, could hang out at a bar and observe. And if a bartender was observed to be selling more than they should to an individual, boom.
Yeah.
Unappealable, done. By the way. Unappealable. See another person? Unappealable. And on a Friday night or a Saturday night, not exactly a difficult violation to ring up. Totally
right.
Subjective,
yeah.
No appeal, and no way to do anything but. Because here's the thing. We had had another violation where we had taken it to
like
the
pattern.
Board, and we had won. And somebody, think an attorney, friend of mine said, you never win. They will never stop. And they didn't. But that wasn't the reason we closed. The reason we closed was because I would have paid, if I was still intent on going on,
yeah.
I would have paid the fine. It coincided with the fact that we were going to get out anyway.
Yeah.
It's a tough business. It's a very, very tough business.
It is.
Very tough business to sell booze to human beings because, the great adage was, nothing good happens after 11 o'clock.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then you all turned into a club at night. So that was
a
big deal.
We had a thriving business where if people were coming in before 10:30, it was too early. That's it.
I always
and this
say,
was after
wow. if the Shark Club 1 and 2 can't survive, who can?
Yeah. I mean, and that's
true.
Funny you mentioned that particular establishment back in the day, but they were ready to get me, and they got me.
Mm.
God bless them. Yes, sir. But I respect authority.
Yes,
I
you do. Yes, you
I
do.
Totally respect authority all the time.
Always have.
Yes, I'm a law and order guy.
Yes.
Always have been a law and order guy. And no one was ever served underage in that place, and I mean that.
Just to confirm.
You
attaboy.
Had to run a gauntlet to get into that place.
Yeah.
But when you got to the bar, I guess, check mark. We'll be right back, everybody. This podcast is sponsored by Groove Life.
Nice.
It's 2023. I'm going to get my Groove Life. Do it again, Mike. Show up without your wallet on the show when you're doing a Groove Life.
We've got it.
This podcast sponsored by Groove Life. It's 2023. Are you still using the same wallet from 2003? You got to update your wallet. The Groove Wallet is a sleek, low-profile aluminum wallet. It's engineered for everyday use. One thumb motion perfectly fans out up to 6 cards. Rob's doing a good Vanna for easy access. And it comes with Groove Life's 94-year no BS warranty. Plus, they just launched a new attachment, the Groove Wallet. Go!
Ta-da!
Let me say it the right way because I mess it up every single time. The Groove Wallet Go. That's how it should be said.
You don't want to say it like Larry King?
The Groove Wallet Go.
Go!
A perfect low profile companion to your Groove Wallet.
Mike, look how easy it attaches.
You know what I'm doing? I'm Rob. Hold on just a sec. Let me just get through this
part. All right.
I swear to God, it's hard for me sometimes. Sometimes it's just not connecting, so please bear with me.
Of course.
It's a perfect low-profile companion to your Groove Wallet or your iPhone 12, 13, or 14 that uses innovative micro-suction technology to give you the ability to add enough. That's the sentence, folks, that was written for me, and I'm wondering why I get concerned when someone's interrupting me in the middle of that sentence. Because there's no period. Let me give you the whole sentence one more time.
All right.
Here we go. I'm trying to find the beginning of it. Here we go. Plus, they just launched a new attachment, the Groove Wallet Go, a perfect low-profile companion to your Groove Wallet or your iPhone 12, 13, or 14. It uses innovative micro-suction technology. It's you, the ability to add another 3 cards plus cash. Hi.
Hello.
This wallet is so slim, you can easily fit it in your front pocket. You'll barely know it's there. And don't forget, Groove Life makes the best belts in the world. I'm wearing one right now. I wear it on the golf course all the time. It's time to bring your wallet into the 21st century. Head to groovelife.com/TMOS for 20% off all Groove Life products. That's the best offer you'll find. It really is. But you have to use our link. groovelife.com/TMOS. Please do it. These products are so, so good. You're going to love them. 20% off your order. One last time, that's promo code TMOS for 20% off your order. Just click the button on our website. Take it away, Rob.
I will build a round table.
I never seen an issue that was so dangerous it couldn't be talked about.
The round table.
Are you guys, by any chance, Let's Make a Deal, the modern Let's Make a Deal? Are you fans?
I've always thought it was a bad game show, even in the Monty Hall days.
Well, you know, it's hosted by Wayne Brady now,
yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Wayne Brady, he can act, he can sing, he can host, he can improvise.
Yes.
He is as versatile as performers get, but it turns out he's also versatile in the sack.
Oh!
Because he just came out as pansexual. I'm not totally familiar with that term, but I'll give it to you right now. He says, quote, "To me, pan means being able to be attracted to anyone who identifies as gay, straight, bi, transsexual, or non-binary. Being able to be attracted across the board."
Hmm.
And I think, at least for me right now, that is the proper place. Wayne is 51 years old, and he is down for all of it. But I'm here to say that this whole thing that seems to occupy our world, I believe that when you talk about pansexual, which I think encompasses all sexuality,
yes,
I think perhaps more people are like that than we will ever truly know. With all the hang-ups in the world, with all the judging in the world, I think Wayne Brady is simply coming out and saying, I don't have any particular individual, or maybe he does have a special someone, but he identifies as pan, meaning he's attracted to everything. And
all
I
things,
think
yeah.
that more people are probably, I know that sometimes if you're in a gym and you see a guy and you might identify as heterosexual, but you see a guy that's working on a chest machine, you probably say, wow, look at that, right? And I know that around my wife, when she sees an absolute goddess walking around, she is attracted to that woman. And I see many examples of that every single day. So this pansexual term that is used, I think old Wayne Brady might be like more people than they would let on. Say you, boys?
I'm inclined to agree with you.
Mm-hmm.
And I fault no one for anything. As long as they're not hurting anybody, they're fine with me. Do what you want to do. But does he need to float it out as a PR piece?
I don't know if he's floating it out as a PR piece.
I don't think he is necessarily. Two things that are painful to me at this point. It's Rob's lips because they're ghost white for some reason. I don't know what's going on there. Is that sunburn?
Probably.
They look so painful.
Oscar,
try to focus on the show.
Please
pull the mic down. Let him see.
All right, I'm gonna expand his shot.
Why don't you zoom in for Mike on the two shot there.
All right, let me.
You
got to
see these lips.
Okay,
and then I'll talk about Wayne as Mac goes in.
Thanks, Mac.
Being pansexual these days is really
Like a blister, like he's got a blister.
A bunch of blisters.
Yeah, it's probably.
Stop licking your lips.
Can we please do the show and not focus on my lips?
Well,
you're customer facing. We got to cover those up or something.
It looks like a little herpes.
Yeah,
or something
Simplex
like
One.
Did you get a burn? Do you have a blister on your
lips? Yes, it's the lips
you
are
must
burned.
Be
the
in
face
pain.
Is burned. I am in pain.
Get a salve on there or something. You can go back to the regular shot.
I need some salve
or aloe
or chap. Do you have any chapstick or something?
I have some.
What's
of the
it?
Desk.
Carmex.
Carmex.
Or whatever they
yeah.
Have? Carmex.
Carmex yeah. is for your lips. Carmex yeah. is if you want to get ripped off.
Pansexual is not a big deal anymore.
Right.
I think that we're beyond that. I think Wayne Brady probably has to come out with this because somebody has been asking him about his sexuality, who he dates, who he doesn't date.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea that we still are like
caught up
obsessed
in it?
With it and it's still an issue. And look, I make no apologies for my liberal political leanings.
Mm-hmm.
But it just seems strange that we even have to discuss it anymore.
And I think somewhere down the road, it ain't going to be a thing.
I hope so.
I just don't think it can be. And I think, and by the way, I think there's plenty of that to go around from the, what I like to refer to as the evil side, which, you know, you will be punished if you behave in a certain way, and the side that says they have to, you know, scream from the highest mountaintop and you know, make other people, you know, invited into their world when maybe they don't want to be invited into that world. Right. Look, I think really it's not going to be that big a deal. And I think the point I'm trying to make is that there are more people that probably have... Are you okay with your lips?
No, not too self-conscious right now. Go ahead.
They were dusty, but I didn't know it was loose skin.
Anyway, so Wayne Brady, there it is.
Apparently, he's up for everything, but he doesn't like guys with bad lips. He won't return my calls.
That's it. Moving right along. I guess it was a pretty big deal at FedEx Field the other night, Sunday night.
Yes.
And there were, you guys had horrible storms on Sunday night?
Really bad, yes.
Beyonce's show at FedEx was delayed due to a massive lightning storm.
The Queen Bee, Mike.
It started out about an hour before the show was supposed to start. Fans had to take shelter in their cars and inside the stadium for about 2 hours before she finally took the stage. Ugh, Sunday night. Yeah. Can you imagine that? You're out there.
I would be bitter.
So the show ran late, but Beyonce wanted to make sure everyone got home safely. She paid $100,000 to keep the Metro trains running to all 98 stations for an extra hour. Got to give somebody credit for that one. One more quick note.
Hope she can afford it.
You're so hateful of those who like just have this next level of success.
Guess what? Drive to the stadium, okay? Don't rely on... It's a horrible metro access. Just drive. Pay for parking.
That's expensive.
He goes to more concerts than you and I do, yeah, so he speaks with authority on this. One more note on Bey. Her Renaissance tour writer reportedly demands, hey, the show, what goes around comes around, that new toilet seats always be included in her backstage quarters.
Nothing wrong with that.
But in this particular case, her hind quarters.
And you know, Mike, in Drake's agreement, he gets all the old ones.
That's funny.
There you go. It's like recycling.
It is. I think there was a delay last night at the Pink concert. Pink played Nationals Park.
Because of the storms.
There was another delayed concert.
Mother Nature.
Look, yeah.
When it comes to criminal justice, I think we like to put people in boxes politically about the way people... I am someone who... When someone is a bad guy, I believe the punishment should fit the crime. Mm. And in this particular case, nothing really funny about this. I just wanted to share because I went back and read the story. First, I got it this morning in my copy of the Daily News that I read every day out of New York. And then just this gastroenterologist, have you heard about this guy in Queens?
No.
He has been charged with 50 counts of drugging and raping women after filming attacks around the world, including some at the prestigious New York hospital that employed him. Prosecutors say Ji Alan Chang, he's a 33-year-old young guy, filmed his assaults in New York, Las Vegas, San Francisco, and Thailand over several years. He was first arrested in December of 22. And fired from New York Presbyterian Hospital in Queens after his then-girlfriend discovered and reported videos of him allegedly assaulting her and multiple other women. Police later found recreational drugs such as cocaine and ecstasy and several anesthetics at his home, as well as a stash of recordings. These creep monsters with their recordings, where they want to save their stuff.
Like, look, this is evil. This guy should be just put away or you know, put up for the death penalty because how much trauma has he created and caused
God
throughout
almighty.
His life? Mm-hmm. That's just sheer evil. I don't understand, and I think maybe this is why we will never understand this level of, it's not just deviance, but it's
malicious.
You're sexually assaulting people.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I've always said this about our modern society now. How many outlets do we stinky men have for satisfying what we need? And I'm not talking about illegally. I'm just talking about there are outlets.
Yes.
All right? And there are places in the United States where things can happen legally, not necessarily everywhere in the United States. I think it should be.
Mm-hmm.
I really do. But this kind of crap, where you are that much of a monster that you've got to knock people out in your office and drug them and then play with their bodies and satisfy yourself.
The weird thing to me is his age. That seems
33.
To be the sort of the territory of the older doctor to me. I don't know why. It just seems odd.
Yeah, you think of that gymnast physician, remember,
right,
from the U.S. Mm-hmm. gymnastics team? Mm-hmm. This guy's just, he's brand new. I don't know
when they
start.
I was going
to say. Don't they start at like 28?
If he's 33,
Oscar,
he's
usually?
Not been practicing.
I know. They had to get through medical school and then your residency, so late 20s.
Mr. Cheng appeared in court charged with 50 new counts, including rape, sexual abuse, and unlawful surveillance. He pleaded not guilty to the charges. Prosecutors cited dozens of short videos of him allegedly sexually abusing women, including a 19-year-old patient suffering from gallstones and a seriously ill 47-year-old. The new charges relate to 6 women, 3 patients attacked in a hospital, and 3 others at his home. All of them appeared to be unconscious during the attacks. That incredible prick. Unbelievable. Moving right along. So anyway, that, you know, when
do
I
we have
when
any
I think,
account on Pony Boy?
About where he is. Is he okay? Check in, please.
Oscar, he was one of the victims.
I think Pony would drug himself.
Take a picture of yourself, Pony, with today's newspaper. Like everybody gets a newspaper. We don't do that anymore.
Well, Pony gets like something from Japan about collectibles, I'm sure.
This passing is noted by me because growing up and to this very day, I still don't think that there is a scarier movie than The Exorcist. William Friedkin, the famed filmmaker who directed The Exorcist, he has passed. The news was confirmed Monday by his wife, who said he passed in L.A., but exact details have yet to be revealed. It's a big hit to the film community, as Friedkin was an influential force behind some of the 20th century's most iconic films. While he might be best remembered for the great 1973 horror flick, which to me still
stands.
Is the scariest movie.
Stands
that
up.
And Silence of the Lambs, I think two of the scariest movies I've ever seen.
And Disorderlies.
Rated PG.
That's right.
He had several other notable credits to his name. Did you know that he had the Oscar-winning French Connection? That was William Friedkin as well.
Mm-hmm.
He had that. Other films, The Brink's Job, Sorcerer, Cruising. One of my all-time favorites with Willem Dafoe, To Live and Die in L.A.
Yes, great film.
I want to see a great movie with a baby, William, what was his last name? He was on CSI.
Hung?
William Peterson.
That's right.
That's it.
I watched the trailer.
That'll be appropriate to the last story we have.
Mm-hmm. I watched the trailer for the new Exorcist.
Yes.
Oh,
terrible.
Yeah, I saw that in the theater.
For Oppenheimer, they played it before.
Uh-huh.
Saw it too.
I said, this is too much.
It's a joke.
It's too much.
It's a joke. It doesn't have any, I mean, it's all special effects. They inundate you with, like, we're not bright enough anymore as an audience to really get the, the surreal nature of possession by the devil.
But it was worthwhile to make my mom very upset because she's still traumatized from seeing the movie 50 years ago.
Yeah, but I mean, it doesn't look, to me, it's like so over
the
top
with
the special
effects.
It'll
be a disaster.
Yeah. It doesn't scare me. What else here? Killer Joe, Rules of Engagement. He also directed a handful of episodes of TV shows, Tales from the Crypt, The Twilight Zone, Rebel Highway, The Alfred Hitchcock Hour, CSI.
Yes.
I wonder if he did any with William Peterson.
Probably.
I bet he did.
And do
That's
you know
probably
who
why
he,
they brought him back.
I didn't know this until this morning. You know who he was married to?
Who's that?
Sherry Lansing.
Who's that?
The head of Paramount for many years that rescued Paramount. But Mike, I'm glad one thing about William Friedkin, he didn't go with his original idea for The Exorcist. It was supposed to be a sitcom.
Your mother's in here with us, Karen. Would you like to leave a message?
If that's true, then you must know my mother's maiden name. What is it?
Where did you find that?
He made a funny tape of The Exorcist. Scariest movie ever made. And he
I also have one for
that.
Silence of the Lambs.
My God.
Finally, today we want to talk about the penis.
Oh.
Thank you, Mike. Finally.
Look, this is just stuff that comes across my desk that the staff here in Southwest Florida provides me every morning over coffee and bagels. You can think of plenty of words for, you know, your little friend.
Yeah.
You really don't need us to list them here. They come up a lot. Look, it's ever present. in our pop culture. Mm-hmm. What's down there, of mm-hmm. which we do not speak a lot. They're the punchlines of jokes, particularly when it comes to size. They're often the excuse for why a man has an extra flashy car. Mm-hmm. I know that we call them the extender. You see somebody with like a new Corvette,
you're packing in my eyes.
If you have a Corvette?
If it's a 21, the new center engine Corvette.
Yes.
No longer in my eyes is that a midlife crisis car.
It's a beautiful automobile.
Yeah, that's gorgeous.
I think the most mistaken car, the current one, for a variety of higher-end automobiles.
The mid-engine.
By the way, higher-end, that's over $100,000 now, that car.
Oh, so, you could get one for $80,000. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, you can. Ooh,
a mid-engine. Mm-hmm. This is what you do, people. You buy the mid-engine, you go and detag that car. You take everything Chevy off of it. So people have to guess what type of car it is. They'll respect
you. Wonderful idea. That's kind of cool.
Always buy
I think you're misinterpreting what the Corvette symbolized, Oscar. Apologies. It used to symbolize somebody compensating.
Yes.
I remember. That's why I wanted this. Anything with a mid-engine Corvette, you do not fall in that category. I remember when I was younger, that was he must be going through a midlife crisis. He bought a Corvette convertible.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
I don't think that does not apply. You know what it applies to? Probably an Aston Martin if you're buying it in your 60s.
You mean you have a small wiener?
Or it doesn't work anymore.
Yeah. Well, that might be midlife crisis.
Could be.
You know, that could be it. I mean, but this whole thing falls under the category
I'll be doing that in my 50s and it won't work anymore.
I'm talking about
neither will the Aston Martin.
Fine.
Yes.
You know,
when I was doing infomercials back in the day for car dealerships, yes. 1 week they sent me up with a T-top Corvette. And I loved it. It was so much fun to drive. It was so comfortable. And I pulled into the driveway and Carrie saw me pull in, music blaring, T-top open.
Just enjoying your life.
She said, God, you're an idiot.
Rob. Celebrate that.
I know.
She should feel joy for you sometimes.
Well, it wasn't that time, was it?
Well, you remember also most recently Ariana Grande single-handedly creating the viral acronym BDE?
Yes, of course.
With Pete Davidson. That's it.
Well deserved.
What we fail to talk about is when men are uncomfortable with that subject, talking about their own. That's a conversation that threatens their vitality, their masculinity, their libido, their place in the world, and the lack of discussion around this insecurity is in some cases leading men to take extreme action, surgical action, medical interventions to, get bigger. It doesn't matter whether a man is straight or not straight. Penis size is often associated with fertility, sex drive, manhood, but these perceptions are driven less by scientific evidence and more by hyper-masculine culture, which we live in right now.
This is true. Mike, you have said nothing I disagree with.
And I have never shied away from discussing size on this show. And that's why I am happy to say I am still, to this day, proud of the Irish mushroom. Very, very proud of the Irish mushroom.
And if for the record, you're a grower, not a shower, right?
I think that's what I would describe.
I think that's
what
Carla told us. Yeah.
I think perhaps average. I would consider myself average. I have no problem. Obviously, I'm stammering enough, or perhaps I do have trouble talking about
probably
this particular
silo
subject.
Down there.
All I know
Pringles
is
can.
My doctor told me I had an innie, not an outie. What does that mean?
Those who work in sexual medicine will also try to give you the reality check. The average non-attention.
Right.
3.6. That's what the...
And that's out of 10?
That's size.
Yeah, metric? What are
Stop
we doing
it.
Here?
Play the crap. I'm done. That's what... This round table is becoming nothing but real trouble for me.
I love it.
Probably going to get us a lot of letters. A lot of letter writing. All right. We'll do it. I don't mean to make this the all body parts show, but I found something on the internet that I must tell you. Next. Ting, ting. That's it. Higher ground. Stevie Wonder, Jeff Leonard, WKYS. How you doing? DC weather hot again. Temperatures in the mid-90s. Chance of thunderstorms this afternoon. Here's Stevie KYS.
You would have nailed it. Yeah.
All right. Here's a fact. 80% of men will experience hair thinning.
Mm.
in their lifetime. He's pointing at you, Oscar.
Well, I've been taking my Nutrafol.
I know, it'll help.
You can fight back by discovering Nutrafol, the number one dermatologist-recommended hair growth supplement. Take control of your hair health and improve growth, thickness, and scalp coverage. Visit Nutrafol.com/men. Take the Hair Health Wellness Quiz and get a personalized plan for better health through whole body wellness. Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month's subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com/men and enter the promo code TMOS. Find out why over 4,000 healthcare professionals recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com/men, that's Nutrafol.com/men, and enter promo code TMOS, that's Nutrafol.com/men, promo code TMOS. All right, I have to do this.
You have been real funny about this because you started teasing it yesterday and you keep dragging your feet on it.
Oscar, if I talk about something I found on a certain platform, is that going to get us in trouble with that particular platform?
We can always bleep it.
All right.
That's true.
So there are, the way I found this is that I'm online and there's a thing called, and I think I'm sure Oscar's seen it, it's called the Black Tape Project. And it's a runway show, which the women are out not wearing bikinis. They're wearing like masking, electric tape. They're like,
I've seen that online. He does designs.
Yeah. It's very, very viral. It's been everywhere.
Yeah.
And then that pops up on my feed occasionally. I will see varying runway shows of swimwear in like Miami.
Oh, the Miami Swim Week. Who doesn't get that feed?
Sports Illustrated.
Mm-hmm.
And then something popped up that I didn't watch it.
There goes that Pringles can.
But it was something, I forgot what it was called, but I thought it was something called the V Bikini. And it's just absolute minuscule coverage.
Yeah, it's a micro-kini.
But even beyond a micro-bikini. And in fact, it was blurred out. And so it was not an appropriate time for me to be viewing that.
Right.
Yes.
When I was doing my deep dive. And so I waited till later, and of course I couldn't retrieve it and I couldn't find it. So I put in my search engine the V bikini.
That is not going to be okay.
And this is like on the place where this show is seen.
Yeah,
we have a wonderful YouTube channel that we see. And the very first thing that shows up on that feed is an absolutely detailed video of someone shaving down there.
Huh.
In all the glory. I mean, pure detail. Now, it was my understanding that on certain things, you're not going to come anywhere near seeing anything like that. And yet, there it was. And there it was with appeared to be very, very nice and very, very informative.
What were you trying to learn, Mr. O'Mara?
I wasn't trying to learn anything. Okay. I was just staring and watching.
It
obviously
caught you off guard.
Caught me completely by off guard that it would be up on that, in our little prudish society. That
how
it would
did
be up
you
there
explain
anyway.
It to Michael?
Or did you?
Stop it. He wasn't.
Dad, what are we looking at today?
We don't surf together. No, thank you very much. Hey, Michael, come on in the room. We'll watch the Black Tape Project with Daddy. Please
Oscar,
stop.
Is there not an age-verified version of YouTube?
Yeah, this is why you play yourself, Mike. You clearly have clicked on and logged
not
in.
Not suitable for a certain...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I clearly have clicked on
like you're okay with mature content.
Yeah, I am.
Stop.
Amen.
Yeah. You're disgusting.
Once you logged in... And you've okayed the mature content. You're getting it.
Now, but that's the only time I've ever seen that type of content.
Well, now it's in the algorithm.
Have you looked for it before?
No, I didn't look for it. Excuse me, but I didn't look for this. Stop putting words in my mouth. You're mischaracterizing this.
It's okay if you look, Mike.
It's fine.
You know?
What happened
look
is
for
this.
That. I look. What that did was pop up on my feed, and that was it. And then I was like, well. That's nothing to the imagination there. And by the way, the full process was
the done. YouTube scientists have figured out that people that like the V bikini might also like what you saw.
Okay. So that's what it was.
And
all right.
Yeah, well, it's an algorithm. It's just a suggestion. You don't have to click on it.
Since you clicked on it, yes. It's in the algorithm that you like that.
Also, I thought we were doing waxing these days.
You can get that down at, McGregor Avenue in Fort Myers, Florida. DermGlowSkin.com. Thank you for the plug. I truly appreciate that. Perhaps
well
it's a good idea.
Why do it yourself?
Perhaps it's a good idea to move on right now, right? Let's do that, shall we?
Come on. I like your voice.
Just don't let little Michael surf on your
I know how to take care of my own progeny.
Yes.
All right? Work on your own swimmers, for Christ's sake. Let's go. Let's do the commercial.
That was a very low blow. Very low blow.
I mean low.
Hey, I want to tell you. Hey,
Judge. Hey, Wang.
It's a parking lot.
It's a parking lot. We'll be right back. Oscar's going to talk about taking another one of his vacations.
Yes.
We'll be right back, everybody.
Again?
Welcome back. It may be hot, but you can be chill,
baby,
with Dadgrass on your summer vacation or your second one. Their legal, organic, smokable hemp products are TSA approved. Hey, you know, it's not like he's getting paid. Enjoy the effects of cannabis with their low THC, high CBD pre-roll.
You are killing me. Stop it.
Keeping a clear head. Imagine having a single beer instead of 12 pack.
Imagine that.
That's the awesome feeling you get. I could use some right now. With Dadgrass. Explore their finest tinctures and gummies for all the mellow goodness. No smoke required. I promise you that you will love your flight. Dadgrass is the ginchiest. All Dadgrass
just like
products.
A rehearsal.
Ginchy.
All Dadgrass products are federally legal for ages 18 and over, and it ships right to your door anywhere in the U.S. Plus, TSA approved. Right now, Dadgrass is offering our listeners 20% off their first order. When you go to dadgrass.com/TMOS, go to dadgrass.com/TMOS for 20% off your first order. Dadgrass.com/TMOS. Apparently, the entire Santana brood is apparently in South America now, apparently.
Correct.
And apparently, they're all down there except for Oscar, apparently, who will be going in the fall. Or sooner than, I mean, the early fall.
Around Labor Day, it sounds like.
I think it's the 14th, the 14th or the 18th.
I thought you said the 4th. Forgive me.
No,
so, 14th. You were talking, I didn't understand
two
what
things
you
are
were
happening.
Talking about.
My sister and her entire family are in La Paz, Bolivia, as we speak.
Is that the capital?
That's the capital. Okay. So my dad is there. My mom is there. We did not go because we have responsibilities here at work, but they wanted to take their kids to both Luca and Sofia, who are 16 and, if I'm not mistaken, 13 now. Or 17, 13? I don't know. They're teenagers.
So, I mean, but whenever you mention the kids' ages, yeah, it just unflies.
My mom wanted to, their mom wanted to take them down so they would experience and see what a third world looked like before they go to college.
Okay.
And it was a lot. There was a lot to do with that. One is to see my father and have my mom down there and experience the culture together as they get older, but also to show them what an emerging economy and emerging world looks like, that it's not always going to be a peninsula and the Pacific Ocean, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they arrive and
talk about the Peninsula Hotel.
No, the peninsula they live on, staring at the Pacific Ocean.
Very successful.
Correct.
Physicians, and they do very
but
well.
You have to remind people.
Mm-hmm.
And no better way than traveling to see the less fortunate.
I agree.
So what I love about trips these days is it's no longer, hey, I'll hear about your trip when you get back.
Right.
Now everybody has the World Wide Web, so you can FaceTime people and call people.
Mm-hmm.
Can I ask you a question before you proceed? The current climate, because I'm not up on it,
yes,
and it hasn't really been, if there's anything going on, it certainly hasn't been in the news. Other countries have. What is the current political climate in Bolivia?
It's, you know, it's basically being run as, and this is my perspective, it's not my parents. It's not communist, but it's very socialist leaning.
And a little bit of a dictatorship.
Yeah,
too.
Correct. I mean, they say it's a democracy, but it's not that.
I heard last week that Luca got 20% of the vote.
But the level of poverty in the country is still high. So I think that's really and for what used to be called a third world country is now an emerging nation, or you know, it's there are certain aspects and certain general like ideas of what I remember, and my brother who went not 5 years ago remembers. And my first question to them when I'm on FaceTime with my my niece and nephew, and they put me on speaker because I'm asking them about their experiences. Mm-hmm. And mind you, it's 11,000 feet above sea level, so they're going through the motions of altitude sickness.
Okay.
Which means it comes out the front and comes out the back, for those of you not in the know. But what I always will remember forever is the quality of toilet paper that is sold in that country.
Really?
And because it's like sandpaper. It doesn't matter if you buy the Charmin extra, it's still sandpaper. Like, I don't know if they use recycled paper or what they're using. It's not pleasant. So,
so I didn't know altitude sickness results in both ends.
Both ends, baby.
That's difficult.
My sister's writing to me in the text thread before I called them on FaceTime that, you know, they're sick and that they're just getting adjusted to the altitude. And even though that you take pills, it doesn't matter. When you land, it hits you.
Sure.
And she's like, the word diarrhea was used. And I went into a 10-act play of sliding into first and you feel something burst, diarrhea, of a litany of texts.
Mm-hmm.
Because I wanted the kids to laugh on the thread, right?
Oh, sure. Good. Okay.
Yeah, because I'm like, that's all you can do is just you do shtick as
your TL Scud. Yeah, they're old enough to really get a kick out of that.
Yeah, what is it? You're going into home and you feel something foam, diarrhea.
Yeah. Sliding into third, you feel a big turd, diarrhea.
Yeah. So my sister finally calls and she's like, can't you take anything seriously? And I'm like, yeah. I was like, but like my brother was already being compassionate. So I was doing jokes. I was given shtick.
Sure.
And absolutely.
As the Funkle, it's kind of your job.
We're on FaceTime. And the two questions that were asked were, one, hey, cough twice, kids, if you've been yelled at by Mommy Nia. So they both coughed, which is hilarious because my mom is ruthless.
Yeah, but you know, if you've got that altitude disease, you probably shouldn't be coughing.
Yeah.
Is she more ruthless there than she is at home?
Yeah, because she's closer to, it's like the Bolivia, the motherland, she's like the sun to Superman. She's empowered by the Incan Andes that are there and her people. So she can
draw power.
She actually gets stronger while she's closer to the mountains of her motherland. And so, yes, my mom's been on a rampage. And then I said, hey, guys, how about that toilet paper? Last time I was there, it was like, you know, maybe 50 grit sandpaper. What are we talking about these days? And what was great is that my brother-in-law, who's the classiest of the bunch, says, no real improvement these days. I don't know, but somebody should do some sort of dissertation on the quality of toilet paper that is...
Well, especially with the circumstances you're describing.
Correct. So yeah, correct.
That 1-2 punch is not pleasant.
And
does
the
not
wild
sound
thing is that you're
all.
Saying that it's a brand, but it's still not the standard brand quality that you're accustomed to.
Yeah, I could never live there. I'd have to import. I'd pay the tariffs.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got it.
Mm-hmm. So then two, my brother, I promised him that if some of the business dealings that we had discussed off air were being cleared, that I would go with him and all his medical school buddies to Medellin. So we have cleared that as we talked off air.
Colombia?
Yes. So in September, I'll be going to Medellin and I'll be visiting a country I've never visited before. I heard they have great toilet paper just for the
great.
And
you know, I can't get over, when you hear Medellin, you think narcos, every time I hear that.
Yeah, but we're going to visit. My brother's already been there with his wife and child.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they're driving around in bulletproof SUVs.
Right.
But they're visiting one of their friends who fell in love with a wonderful Colombian native in Miami and then convinced him to move down to Colombia, Medellin, Colombia. So he's there.
Wow.
So we're going to go and visit him.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you're going to take a little junket to Colombia.
4 days, baby.
Wow.
Days. Thursday to Monday. I'll miss a couple of shows, but then I'll be back on Tuesday with
that is
a full
really
breakdown.
That's wild.
When did this, are you excited about it?
Yes. I didn't think I was going to be able to go.
That's that sounds It just seems like an awfully interesting location. Well, it's supposed to be a beautiful city.
I heard
city.
It's beautiful. I don't know enough about it. I just know that if my brother was willing to take, at that point, his five-year-old child and his American Diabla Blanca wife
right.
and get in and get out, and he's saying that it is beautiful and it is safe, and he is risk-averse, he's more risk-averse than anyone else I know.
Look, I know it, it's like every dangerous place in the world, and I include cities in the United States.
Sure.
There are places you go and places you don't
right?
go.
Most
you
know? People, yeah. people wouldn't go to La Paz, maybe, because mm-hmm. they think it's, I mean,
yeah,
it's
absolutely.
Dangerous.
You just don't go down, you know, you don't go into certain favelas, right?
I think that's the favelas
favela?
Are in the slums, but that's okay. in the favelas are in Brazil and well-documented in Fast and the Furious 7, if I'm not mistaken, or 8.
Well, if you're talking Brazil, we're back to Mike's internet site.
And then, but I'm excited. I'm also excited to check out these SUVs that are armored.
Yeah.
Because I've always wanted to, like when I was younger, my dad worked for the United Nations. He had an armored like Suburban, but apparently they, as they call it, they armor of various types of cars down there. And I just want to drive one. I want to see how heavy it is.
Now, is your trip going to be you and a bunch of other couples like on a nice mountainous, retreat home or something where you're like hanging out by the pool?
Oh,
are
yeah.
you gonna go
full
out
resort.
I mean, you know, a full resort.
Oh, and
okay. All right.
You but I'm not going with couples. I'm just going with, well, I don't, they're bringing their wives. I'm going by myself.
You didn't do the Airbnb?
Oh, take your give your lady some experience in the world.
The tickets were really expensive. I just didn't, you know, it's just
couldn't make it on time.
That would be the place that you could make her be ripe with child.
A baby?
Yes.
I would be closer to the highlands.
You too could draw power.
Yes. From my motherland.
You too? You too?
You got one too? There you go.
Cat
well,
could
good
not
luck.
Scratch it. Yes.
It'd be fun.
Good luck. My, that's you know, that's incredible.
Yeah.
I bet you'll have more fun than I had in Maine this year.
It'll be close.
Yeah. Or as my son said to me the other day, what a bad summer it was.
Oh, like, no.
Yeah, well, you know, it's raining up there. We'll take a break and come back with the flip side right after this. You know, whenever you play that, I always think it's going to be the beginning of Caddyshack.
I love it. Yeah. Love this song.
And this is this.
It
this
is.
This is it.
Yeah.
Okay. Don't you wanna worry about me. I'm all right.
Such a great song.
It is a very nice song. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, it's so hot. New Yorkers have asked the Statue of Liberty to lower her arm. So it's time to focus on your face, and Dermglow has everything in one place. Dermglow has everything guys and gals need to battle Mr. Sunshine, and lots of it is on sale. Don't miss out on SunGuard. It's Dermglow's number one selling sunscreen. Don't be like Rob. Protect yourself. With Dermglow, enjoy fast shipping and worldwide delivery. They even offer Afterpay for your convenience. Enhance your loveliness with virtual skin consultations and find the perfect products for you. And if you can't decide, grab an e-gift card from Dermglow. Visit DermglowSkin.com today and tell them that American actor Richard Dreyfuss sent you. Richard, 5'5" and 75 years of age. Loves the facial so much that his co-stars no longer call him Richard Dreyfuss. So, say goodbye, girl, to bad scrins.
Bad scrins.
Say goodbye, girl, to bad skin. Trust in Dermglow and Richard Steven Dreyfuss. Some restrictions apply. Check your local listings.
Hello.
Go ahead.
Richard Dreyfuss.
The flip side.
Mike, have you ever been considered a hometown hero?
Yeah, quite a bit.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, when I went to the prom with Candace Bushnell.
That's still
right.
A big deal.
It's huge.
Still a big deal in my eyes.
Monument up to both of us in the town square. Bronze.
Oh, I thought it was ice, an ice sculpture.
No, it's like a plaque that you would see in the center of Yankee Stadium.
Beautiful.
Yeah,
well,
nice.
I tell you what, it's a big deal when Mitch McConnell heads down to Kentucky, where he is the senator, of course, for the annual Fancy Farm Picnic. And he is so truly loved that I'd like to play a little bit of his speech with the crowd noise included. Here's
okay.
Mitch McConnell. You can almost hear him talking at the Fancy Farm Picnic.
Rewire! 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 Rewire!
They're chanting retire, and he's just talking through it.
Wow.
Did we ever find out what happened to his hard drive when it skipped?
Never really got any detail. Right? I didn't see anything after that. I mean, it was like he stroked out completely, I thought, and then was back at work the next day.
Yeah.
And then there was nothing further said about it. Well, I'm sorry to hear that he's having a problem with his constituent. Mm-hmm. He's, you know, how old is he exactly?
Gosh, I don't even know. I think he's in his 70s, upper 70s, right?
When did the numbers start counting backwards?
Hey, nice to be here. My name is Benjamin Button.
Mike, it is National Pickleball Day, and when I heard this parody record, I knew I had to play it. For Oscar.
Everybody seems to want to play, even though at first it may sound lame. From its
I'm into pickleball.
You're into the Beach Boys, too.
Yeah.
And tennis. Oh, no. You got him.
I don't mean to spoil the. You might have this, so I'm sorry if you do. There's this big to-do with local homeowners associations banning pickleball.
It's noisy.
From their local tennis courts because they say it's a nuisance and it's too noisy.
It is noisy.
Do you hear it?
Yeah.
I hear it every time I play golf.
Are you writing letters saying stop playing?
Because it's at a sports center where I go. You know, I mean, that's it. But you hear the...
Yeah. Till late at night.
Like that. Yeah. People love it. They have it in my neighborhood down here. They've got it right down here. I don't hear it over here.
But as we observe National Pickleball Day, I found this. This was trending. This is a pickleball instructor that talks about the scam truth of pickleball if you are a pickleball instructor.
I'm a pickleball instructor. To be honest with you, I have no idea why this sport exploded. These people have no idea how much of a scam this is. So what you're doing wrong is you're donking your dinks. When you're dinking, you can't be donking. This isn't even a real sport. It was invented for the elderly to improve their blood circulation. Now every 30-something with no stamina and bad knees is hitting me up to learn how to play. These people are too unathletic for tennis and too poor for golf. This is their only option. I'm hopping on this trend now because God knows it's not going to be around long, okay? In 2 years from now, everyone's going to be obsessed with badminton.
How would you love that to be your instructor? But he is my hero.
He is my hero.
Now, we've flown together a lot, Mike, and a good pilot on the PA is a pleasure. Love it. And I'm not so much for the flight attendants that sing. We've gotten that. But I like a great pilot, and this was trending yesterday on TikTok. This is an actual pilot making announcement on the plane, and I think it's solid as a rock. We close with this.
Remember, the flight attendants are primarily here for your safety. After that, they're here to make the flight more enjoyable. They're going to take care of you guys, but you will listen to what they have to say because they represent my will in the cockpit or in the cabin. People should treat people the way you want to be treated. Is what I have to say on every single flight, because people don't. And they're selfish and rude. Don't lean on other people. Don't fall asleep on other people. Don't pass out on other people or drool on them unless you've talked about it. And never wear the resistant jacket. Little Cedars, I know it stinks to be in the middle. Raise your hand. All right, nobody's listening. Fine. You own both armrests. That is my gift to you. Welcome on board our flight.
He said anyone in the middle gets both armrests.
I'd be a little nervous after that announcement because the pilot sounds slightly unhinged.
I like
just
him.
A little bit unhinged.
Yeah, maybe just one bump.
Right. I mean, it would be one of those things where you would sit in there and go and.
Yeah, I know you might. You might think you're concerned about this. I plan on flying this thing into the side of a mountain. That's right, because you're all rude and nasty people to my flight attendants, all right? This is my will. My will up here. My will is to control this plane, all right? F you.
I think the pilot was the lady from Hijack.
Ooh, great show. Anyway, we got to get out of here. We will be back. Let me turn that off. Thank you. We will be back tomorrow with a brand new episode of Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana. This is Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye, the fruitcake.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara bonus show. Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.